the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight.
Oh, do I love that song. That's the late, great Bobby Darin. Cut short in his prime because of a heart defect that he had when he was young. But he jammed a lot of life in the 30-some years that he was around. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesallan.com. That's Bruce and Sallan, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. Or you can tweet me at Bruce Allen or follow me on Facebook, A Dad's Point of View, the Facebook page where there are thousands of members. I'm happy to report we have a new sponsor, the brand new website called BoomerTechTalk.com. Boomer Tech Talk is the site for us boomers and those younger and older who want to know how to use the new cool tech stuff. Those of us who are frustrated when our kids roll their eyes when we ask for computer help. It's for me, and I must disclose I'm a co-founder of the site. You can visit Boomer Tech Talk today and catch up on the world of technology. Maybe even learn how to use Facebook or Twitter. That's BoomerTechTalk.com, T-E-C-H Talk.com. And you can follow us on Twitter as well at Boomer Tech Talk. Our next segment is usually single parent dating with our cyber dating expert, Julie Spira. But she is attending yet another conference. This one is Digital Hollywood. And so we're going to continue with Pastor Drew Sams in Teen Rap again. Pastor Drew Sams is the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village. He's been doing that job for 5 years. And welcome back, Pastor Drew.
Hey, thanks again. Round two.
Round two. We were talking about middle school, and one of the things you and I were talking about during the break was that middle school is a rite of passage for kids, and I'm also asserting, of course, it's a rite of passage for parents, but you had some interesting thoughts to share, so I will turn it over to you.
Yeah, you know, rite of passages, in a lot of ways, are not as prevalent today as they used to be in kind of ancient civilizations. We've got things today like, you know, the day you receive your driver's license, the day you can turn 18, you can vote, things like that. But like you said, I think middle school really is, in a lot of ways, a rite of passage. And when you study rite of passages, I've spent a lot of my doctoral work studying these rites of passages. One of the interesting things is the letting go that needs to happen from the moms. For example, there's a tribal culture down in South America, and what they end up doing is that once they reach an age that really in the U.S. is around that middle school age, 11, 12 or so, the men in the village will come in, they will kidnap the boys, the young boys, and take them out into the jungle and into the bush. Now, the moms know that it's about to happen, but they play along with it as if they're really getting kidnapped. So they're, you know, screaming and trying to hold them back, but they let them go. Then after a couple weeks in the jungle, after this rite of passage becoming a man, when they come back into the tribe, this is the point I want to make, is that the moms pretend to not recognize their sons. And they have to be reintroduced to their boys with the new given name to them. And that helps with part of that separation. So they leave as boys, they come back as men, and that reintroduction. So really, like you said, it's as much for the boys, the kids, as it is for the parents.
It's very interesting. Of course, as you and I have discussed, my religion, Judaism, still has that rite of passage in the form of a bar and bat mitzvah. And it occurs when a child, boy or girl, is 13. It can take place any time after that. But it is not, we don't send them out into the bush. Mm-hmm. Jews don't go into the bush, at least not without a Land Rover and a guide. but what they do have to do is, if it's done properly, as both my boys do, they have to prepare and learn a lot of hard things. And they have to get up in front of a audience and lead a whole service. It's not easy. And that gives them a sense of accomplishment and pride that is truly a rite of passage. It's not the same as going out and slaying a deer and living, you know, off the wild for 2 weeks. But in our society, it is indeed a legitimate rite of passage. And one of the things that we were talking about with Wayne is that the rites of passage for boys have been relegated to the sidelines in many ways, and boys are marginalized a lot, especially in middle school. I wonder, you know, what you might have to add to that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I mean, boys in general, I just think that, you know, and I'm not a scientist, I'm not a, you know, I don't know the ins and outs of gender differences, for example, but I know that the common complaint I get from parents is, gosh, my middle school son is so hyper, he just can't stay still.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the daughters that seem like they mature faster, especially at that age, are able to, you know, get better grades and stay quiet in class. And so I think some of the boys, especially in the classrooms, get marginalized.
For behavior issues,
yeah.
For acting out like boys.
Yeah, and that's the key. Like you said, they're acting out like boys. And that shouldn't be marginalized.
Well, one of the problems also is I think the content of their schoolwork is also feminized. So the books that boys are being asked to read are books that they're not interested in. Instead of allowing boys to choose books that interest boys and girls to choose books that interest girls, the systems are choosing books for both genders, asserting that the book is appropriate for both genders, where in many cases they're not. And I think that's also a problem. That's a problem with the politically correct nature of our society nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's interesting when you look at education today. I mean, when they're younger, you know, in first grade, they're taught how to, you know, every kid knows how to dance. Every kid knows how to move their body. But as they get older and older, it's like the education moves from their waist up to then their head up, and then to just one side of their brain. They don't know how to be educated as a whole being. You know, it's just that they're just living in, you know, that one side of the one hemisphere of their brain. And I think education needs to account for all differences and be more holistic.
Well, speaking of differences, and given our new sponsor for this particular segment, Boomer Tech Talk, which, by the way, I hope you've taken a look at my new site.
Yeah, it's a great site.
Good. Are you following
us? For a boomer site, too.
Yeah, I like that. For us old dudes. I mean, you're way too young, but I hope you're following us on Twitter.
Yeah.
How do you feel, seriously, that technology has impacted all of what we're talking about?
Oh, gosh, so much. We were a group of us working together on Monday. We're talking about how different the idea of becoming friends with somebody is before.
Yeah.
You know, before you'd have to go through the hard work of asking them questions and reading their body language, any sort of face-to-face interaction. Now you can just do all the research on their profile, whether it's Facebook or MySpace. Texting now is the preferred means of communication among middle school and high school. Emails are too slow.
And phone calls are way too long.
Oh, yeah.
Besides, you may not want to talk at that particular time, whereas you can text at any time and respond when you want.
Sure. And so I think that the capacity for, you know, abstract thought and longer conversations and being able to, I mean, really, it's an art to learn how to interact with somebody. And I think that so many in this younger generation are losing that because it's just bite-sized texts.
Bite, B-Y-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a term to add to our glossary, Georgina, who is my intern sitting in our station right now. B-Y-T-E. And in fact, gig and terabyte and all that stuff would be good things to add for our glossary of terms on Boomer Tech Talk. Pastor Drew, we are out of time. Thank you for joining me for two segments today, and I hope you'll be available for us next week.
Looking forward to it.
I want to thank you, Boomer Tech Talk, for joining our sponsor team. Please visit BoomerTechTalk.com for your dose of easy-to-understand technology help, as well as my rants of frustration. Ugh, I really can't talk. as well as my rants with things like customer service, learning how to use that new smartphone or digital camera, why I don't need an iPhone or iPad, or why I do, and so much more. BoomerTechTalk.com, it's free. Check us out. It's time for another break. This is the Bruce Salin Show. That's Bruce and Salin. S like in scary. We'll be right back for our last segment.
The truth is I never left you all through my wild days, my mad existence. I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.